Okay, today is Daf Yud. Today's Daf is Chus, Lord of Chus, Shpur, Shlame, Rav Shimon, Tzvi, Ben Peril, Mordechai, Ben Malia, Moshe Shmuel, Ben Bas, Yabela, Avigail, Bas, Esther, Malka. Today's Daf, just a brief intro, it's not difficult conceptually. It's just very difficult because we're trying to figure out what exactly the Mishnah is talking about. We're basically going to be talking about talking cows and talking doors. So it's just very, very complicated just what the words actually mean. But from concepts, it's not difficult. So we have to just pay attention and accept sometimes just accept what the Gemara says, because that's what the Gemara says. Okay. Talking cows. Oh, accept what the Gemara says.
Talking doors?
Okay. Well, we're not going to focus on the door. They would focus more on the cow, but it applies to the door as well. So now, just read the Mishnah what the words say. So, Amar. A guy says, Amra Parazo, this cow said, Hareini Nazira. The cow said that I am a Nazira, Imomedes, if I get up. So the cow is probably sitting down. The guy says, the cow said, quote, if I get up, I am a Nazira. Right? Or, Hadelas Hazeh, sorry, Hareini Nazira, Imomedes, Ani, I. Omer Hadelas Hazeh, this door said, Hareini Nazira, Im Niftach, I am a Nazir, if I am opened. Ani, me. Beishamai Omer Nazir. Beishamai says that he is a Nazir. I mean, obviously not the cow of the door, but the guy who said that the cow of the door said something is a Nazir. Ubeishil Omer Meino Nazir. And Beishil says he is not a Nazir. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Afkish Amar Beishamai. When Beishamai says that it's a valid neder, valid hafla, right? So what's that? Afkish Amar Beishamai, Lo Amru, Ella Beomer Hare Parazo Alai Korban Yumenesi. The only thing that's valid, which Rami says, it's not creating the zeros over here. You're creating a net, and the guy said that this cow is a live carbon if it gets up.
How did this get off the ground? First of all, the cow is talking, he's interpreting what the cow is saying. Second of all,
see my introduction. So now let's figure out what the Mishnah actually says.
2 minutes ago.
So basically, the way the Mishnah is going to interpret it, we'll just have to interpret the Mishnah now as we can read.
Just like Mr. Red.
So Amar. So basically, what's going on is a person sees a cow. It's basically tied up. He sees a cow that's tied up and it can't get up. So the guy's thinking that this is one of the Rishonim that Tosfos has three interpretations. The guy is thinking that this is what the cow would be saying. The cow is thinking, even though cows don't really think, the cow is thinking that he can't get up. And in order to show how certain, or for this guy to show how certain he is that the cow can't get up, he says, I am a Nazira, I will become a Nazir if the cow gets up. That seems to be the interpretation, because cows not talk. Cows obviously don't talk. If you look at Tosfos,
what is Ani?
Right, so the Ani is extraneous, apparently, according to something. What is the Ani? Tosfos deals with it. So let's just read the first lines in the Gemara, and then we'll look into Tosfos. So the Gemara says, initially the Gemara thinks that when the Mishnah says, Amra Parazo, Hareini Nazira, Imo Omedes Ani, that all this is the words of the cow. So the Gemara asks, Para Kimashtai, can a cow talk? Obviously not. The cow cannot talk. So what's the interpretation of the Mishnah? So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama says, don't interpret the Mishnah as being that the cow is speaking, but Hacha B'mayeskinan, what are we dealing with now? Kigon Shehaisa Para Revut Zalefanav. There is a cow that is tied in front of him. V'Amar, and the person who sees the cow says, Svura Parazo Eino Mendes. This tied up cow is tied up so tightly, the cow thinks that it cannot get up. And now, in order to prove how certain he is that the cow cannot get up, he says, Hareini Nazir Mibisara. He adds the word Mibisara in here. He says, I am a Nazir from its meat. So now already it's connected to the Mishnah that we learned before. Nazir Minha, from the date. So Nazir from, he's taking the Naziris, and immediately the next word, it's a Naziris that doesn't apply. So it's the same machlokas that Bisham and Beis Hillel is going to come up. He says, Hareini Nazir Mibsara im Amda Me'aleh, if it gets up by itself. And all of a sudden, in the end, the cow somehow manages to stand up. So he says, so now, the words are in place. Nazir Mibsara. The Halchu Beishama Shitasan and Beishilo Shitasan. And Beishama goes according to a Shita, and Beishilo goes according to a Shita. Beishamai, Beishamai de Amri, Min HaGrogros, Min HaDvela, Min Nazir. If a guy says, Harini Nazir, Min HaGrogros, Min HaDvela, we say that he's Nazir, meaning the first Lashon of Nazir works. The second Lashon of being closer doesn't work because we say there's no charata by hektesh, and nazir is equals hektesh, and therefore once he says he's a nazir, and basically we don't count the second words. So hachanami ki amin mipsara, so to hear that he said nazir mipsara, have a nazir. Basically, according to Rami Bar Chama, this whole idea of the cow talking, the cow getting up, it doesn't matter. It's all a hechi timse to get to the machlokes, v'shana v'shilo, which we already discussed already. And the Gemara is going to ask why we already discussed that already. So that's the whole point. And Beis Hillel Omrim lo have a nazir, he's not considered a nazir, because either we had two explanations the other day, maybe that's Ein Derech HaNodrim, or that Beis Hillel says, he was chozer. This he was with Tochel Ejibor, he said, Mina Grogros, just like when he said Mina Grogros, he got rid of the nazir. So too, when he says Mibasar Apara, he's chozer from what he said already nazir, and there was no nazir, so it's not Chav. So according to Rami Bar Chama, basically we're talking about the guy is thinking what the cow is thinking, and he's simply saying, if the cow gets up, it's basically a nether, if the cow gets up, I'll be a nazir from its meat. Great. Okay? That's how Pashas the Gemara explains. Tosos now tries to explain, like, what's the case? What? That's what I just said. According to Rami Bar Chama, it has nothing to do. It's just a hikitimsa to get to the machlokas Beisham Beisilo, which the next question of Gemara is. But Amar Beisham Echadazimna. But Beisham already mentioned this once. But he doesn't seem to be. It's the cow talking or not talking, and he adds the word mibsara. The Mishnah is extremely cryptic. So anyway, Tosfos is going to bring down three ways to read these Mishnah. Each way you can have a kasha. There's no way around it. The Mishnah is just cryptic. Don't know what the Mishnah says. What does it mean?
It's a moot point.
So, Amar.
He has a different interpretation over here.
Well, because there's three different interpretations of Tosfos. Let's go to Tosfos and see if it goes up. Okay. So, Tosfos says, Parazu kigon shaisa paravutsa lefanav mashmalei dehaisa revutsa. Right? It's a mashma that was tied up because it says, imo medes ani, which he seems to interpret if I get up by myself. Captain typically get up. Why would he be such a surprise if the cow got up? It must mean that it's tied. So lishnuye d'rayim archama yish l'paras lishnam asisim hach. This is how you explain the Mishnah. Amar Heirish Amar Adam haroe hapara haravutsa. The person who sees the tied up cow says Amar. He says Amra Pamar, meaning Komar tzvura parazovelivo. He's basically imposing onto the cow what he thinks the cow would be thinking. So he says, Sahura Parazo Beliba, Mashi Ravutsa, that's tied up, Umistama Machshava Zo Beliba, Machmasha Ravutsa, Kolkach, In Yachalam Yulah. This is what the cow would think because it's tied up so much, since it can't get up by itself. Veloshe Apara Atra Machshavas Kain. Not that the cow itself was actually thinking this, because Sharei Ein La Das, let's roll the Choshev. The cow doesn't have Das. Even if the cow did have Das, I don't know, he doesn't have any way to communicate his thoughts, right? So Ella Klomar, what it means to say is B'nei Adam Ha'ovrim B'mroim Oso Revutza Kol Kach B'koach Svurim B'leva Lomar Kein. The people passing by seeing it tied up, they think in their hearts to say Ulefisha Roe Ha'para Choshev Kein B'leva La'para. Since the guy seeing the cow thinks in his heart that this is about the cow, that the cow can't get up, Lefikach tola hamachshava paratzro. He basically hangs his thought that this is the cow's thought. Kimo, how do you know that? What does it mean that the cow thought? Kimo, the pasuk in Yonah says, "Va'aniya chashvali hishaver." The boat, the ship thought to break up from the storm. The ship didn't. Everyone thought that the ship would break up. That's what it means. So everyone thought that this is what the cow is thinking. Belosha aniya chashav kain. Then the pasuk puts the thought into the boat. So hachinami tola hamachshav hara. He's putting the thought into the cow. So he says hareini nazir imomedes, hareini musav al haadam, hareini. The word hareini is musav al haadam. It's talking about. It's not the cow saying it. It's the person saying it. Hamekabel alav hanaziros, who's accepting upon himself this potential naziros. Lahachi kamar. Hareini Nazira doesn't mean that Nazira would match for the para, right? Because it's feminine. So he says, no, Nazira is b'mapik hei. It's Nazira. meaning a nazir may osa, meaning a nazir from its meat. I read this difficult thing in the language.
The cow is not becoming a nazir.
The cow is not, he's becoming a nazir from it. Nizira, with a mapik hay. Right? Im nizira. Right? Hareni nazir mibsari momedes. That's where he gets the word mibsara. He changes nazira into nizira. A nazir may osa. A nazir from its meat if it gets up. If it gets up. Rabbi Rachama mosif alashon mishnah imo medes me'aleh. And Rabbi Nasson and Rabbi Rachama adds the word me'aleh. The Mishnah doesn't say me'aleh, it just says imo medes. Imo medes me'aleh. Ki me'aleh ain't milashon mishnah. That's case, that's after Rosh number one. And he says, ani sarach libchok. I have to reject this. Ulufarish shemusav ala adam makabel an aziros. Oh, sorry, ani, the word ani, which you asked before. Sarich lidchok ulufarish shemusav ala adam makabel an aziros. That must be talking about the guy who's accepting the aziros. Lahachi kamar im omedes me'alea ani nizira, nazir mibsara. So he basically says, Hareini nazir imom, hareini nazira ani imomedes. Like he has to reinterpret the Mishnah. The apple god declared Amma hareini nazira. He already said I am a nazira. So what's the extra word ani coming to add? Right? Kafo milo hu al adam amakabu naziras. It's for emphasis to say it again. But you're right. That's a big problem. What does the word ani come to do? It's extraneous. That's number one. Skip down a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth line, fourth short line. The Rav of Yosef Ishu Shalayim Perish, the Hachi Perish Hamishnas Masnisin, Amar Perish, Amar. This is what it means. Amar HaAdam Kisharaa Paravutza. The person who sees the tied up cow says, Kimaduma Ani. It appears to me that the part, as if the parah spoke. The Amar Parazo. Hareini Naziri Momedes. As if the cow himself said, the cow didn't say, but I'm imposing what I think the cow would have said. The cow said, I want to get up, and I would be Nazir if I get up. Shehito Eves La Amod, the Ena Yechola. And he can't do it. Ubiratzon, what? Right, Ubiratzon, but he's not fallen, he's tied up. Ubiratzon Tador Nazirus Imtamod. And he really wants to take Nazirus if he gets up. Ani Ashlim Divarel. I am going to complete its words. I'm going to say what the cow wants to say. Ki Hareini Nazir Mibsarat Im Ta'amod. Bikula Masnisin Amilson Depara. It's all about the words of the cow, what he thinks the cow would say. Vahashas Mosif Bamilson De Amr Adam. And the Keta and the Gemara is adding in the words of the person. Right? Viksas Litmo Al Shitazo. Is that how he explains it?
No?
And it can question on this shita. Di Irish Adam Omer Beferish Hareini Nazir Mipsara Im Hiomedes Im Kain Havikulya Inyana De Amar Para Bichdi De Ein Divur Ma'ula Klum. Who cares what the cow said? It's all about what he said. Alright, so Venir Lafarish, number 3, She'ena Adam Omer Klum. The guy doesn't say anything. The person doesn't say anything. Rak Shahaya Misapir Milsa De Para. He's just telling the story what was going on with the cow. Below Shayach Bon Aziris, there's no Aziris here. Rak Shetehemi Fureshes Li Surah Shloyem Bibsara. Just that he wants to be usher from the meat. So Hilkach, Shadam is Saper Lefaneinu Kach Vadaito, the Kayim Alashi Nazir Bibsara. The guy says, by the guy telling us the story, we interpret as meaning that he wanted to be a Nazir from its meat. That's what he says. Upligi Beshar Beshilo, Kiilu Amar Adam Beferish, Ani Nazir Bibsarim Tabot. Machlokes says whether he actually Machlokes Rav Shammai's Hillel is that whether by him saying the story, does that mean as if he said I want to become a nazir from its meat? Those are the three interpretations of Tosos. All of them difficult.
He says apparently this is taken as a clumsy way of saying if I
did it. That's
the underlined I. If I do not make this cow get up, he's saying, then I vow to absence.
Right. So that's he's basically just.
Not saying anything.
I think he's saying like all three. The whole idea is the guy.
No, he's saying.
Right, so that's what we said. That was the first.
No
one says the cow is actually talking.
Right, you know,
cows don't talk.
We're trying to think what the cow would think.
And bottom line is, according to Rami,
you know what the cow would be thinking.
And it's a very simple explanation.
Well, that's how we explained it to begin with. That's how we explained it to begin with. He didn't say anything different than we said.
I cannot make this cow get up.
So that's what he says to Ani. So basically, according to Rami Rachama, we have a machlokas here. The guy takes somehow, whatever the hechtim says, the guy's taking in that, the zeros, mi besaris of the cow. And the Beis Shammai says that that's valid because the Nazir works, and Mi B'Sara is discounted. And Beis Hillel says no. He says Nazir Mi B'Sara is a nothing. It's like Nazir Mi Nadvela.
The line that we spoke yesterday that people don't say stupid things.
So that's what we call it Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai says, okay. Beis Shammai says the second he says already Nazir, it's Chal, and you can't have Charata afterwards because it doesn't move away. So Ha'amar Beis Shammai Chad Azimna. Didn't Beis Shammai already say this once? So Amar Rava, not only did he say it once, he said it three times. Tarti Flas. This din is mentioned three times. It's mentioned yesterday, it's by the Grogros of the Vela, and it's mentioned in this Mishnah by the cow, and in this Mishnah by the door. Remember the door case. Door also, the door is jammed shut. He's taking the zeros. I'm going to be a nazir from the door if the door opens, or if I can open the door. Meaning that, and he's explaining according to Rava at the end. The same concept. A nazir, I'm a nazir from something, and the zeros has no impact. So Ushricha, I need all three cases. Di Itmar Baha, had we just had it in the case of Grogos Devela, Hasam to Amr Beishami Havi Nazir. There specifically Beishami would say that in Nazirus is Chal. Why? We would say Bishum to Michalpim Banavim. For sometimes the Devela, the dates are confused with grapes. The similar items, it can be confusion. So then when a person says it, he just made a mistake. And his Kavanah really was to accept upon himself Nazirus from grapes. He just messed up in his Lasha. Aval Basar Ba'anavim Lo Michlaf. But in our case now, meat. Who confuses meat with grapes? Or the eat mar basar, so just say the second case. The eat mar basar, just the case of the meat. Maybe here Beis Shammai will be Nazir, because meat and wine is a category.
They go together.
Correct. So he says, Habi Nazir, bibs of the chamra, because basar meat, ain't basar yayin, all this is a basar yayin, so he just truncated the language by saying basar, but he really meant basar, he meant yayin. Aval grogos and devela, but grogos and devela aren't, they're not a rhesus, they don't go together. So Kamash one, even those go together. Okay. So E in Mabrahani Tarti, how you say by these two, who dik army Beis Shammai? Aval Delis, Eno Modul Beis Hillel. Nothing goes together by door. I'm a nazir from a door. What does that have to do with anything? So here we think that Beis Shammai wouldn't say, there Beis Shammai would say that's ridiculous. That's not considered nazirus. So therefore, Aval Delis, Eno Modul Beis Hillel. Therefore, you have to have the door case as well to teach you the second he says nazir, he's a nazir, and the second part of the Lashon doesn't count for anything. So just say the word delis. Just talk about delis. So eton a delis. So then you would look the opposite. Then you would look baha kamri beis hillel. That's where beis hillel says that you just that it's a retraction. This doesn't mean anything. I'm a nazir from a door. He's retracting. But from I'm a nazir from meat. Maybe it means I'm a nazir from meat and grapes. From a nazir from tevela. Maybe it means I'm a nazir from tevela. I meant grapes. Maybe he would agree to beis shammai. Therefore, you have to have all three cases. Eton a delis. Bahakari Beis Hillel. Aval Bahav Tarti, but in these two, Im Modul Beis Shammai, Kamash Malan Delo. Kamash Malan is not Modem, meaning in all cases, even Madel's case, Beis Hillel says that it's a retraction. I'm a Nazir from Madel's, it's a retraction, if it says Tokhne Dibor, or that's not Derech Hanojim, which someone mentioned before, and therefore it would not be a Nazirus. That is Rami Bar Chama's interpretation of the Mishnah, which is basically you have a case where the guy says, I am a Nazir from its meat if it gets up by itself. So just for example, who's talking, what's the Eker Timsa? But basically, like you said, the simple case is, he says, I am a Nazir from the meat of this cow, if this tied up cow can get up by itself, and then the cow gets up by itself.
Why was it said so, this is curious, why was it said so cryptically? Why did it say that in a weird way?
Very weird.
Somebody said it so clear cut, this is like...
Nazir Mishuna, without question. This is one of the examples used throughout all the scholarly articles about that Nazir is a difference. It's just different. Focusing on Nazir, Nazir is just different. So Amar Rava. So Rava then asks, Mi Katani im Amda Melea. Mishnah says im Omedes. It doesn't say got up by itself. Why are you adding it? So Tosafos asks, what are you talking about? What's the big deal? Oftentimes we have Chesuri Mechsura. Things are missing. So what I mentioned before though is the Chesuri Mechsura is usually when it comes, if what's missing is crucial part of the machlokas. Here, what's missing has nothing to do with the machlokas, right? The whole point, the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is just whether or not if you technically had the other mishnayos. If you say a neder mi b'sara, so if the fact that omedes is missing, why would omedes be missing? It has nothing to do with the machlokas. That's what Tosos points out. If you look at Tosos mikatani me'aleh, so 6 lines into Mika Tani Me'aleh. The last one lines in Tomar. Uma Kashle Mika Tani Me'aleh. Who cares about Mika Tani Me'aleh? The Menorah Me'aleh is missing. But Kamish Nais the Mishnah Chesuri Mechzer V'Hachetani. Many times you have the case of Kasuri Mechsera. So Yesh Lomar, the Hani Mili, meaning the concept of Kasuri Mechsera, is Hecha de Mucha Chachisaron. That you need, it's obvious that something's missing. As Yesh Koach Lahosif Al Lashon HaMishnah. Avalafi Rami Paris to Rami Rachama, Lo Mucha Klum, the Mishnah Chasr Me'alea. It's not clear that the Mishnah's mission, missing, came in the Ein Tola Machlokas at Tanayim Klau, the Aminas Hapara. The Machlokas has nothing to do with whether the cow gets up or not. The Machlokas system has to do with whether you take a net and a zeros Mipsara. Right? Ela Kol HaMachlokas, Binoda Minabasar, Ichal and a zeros Lechol Mili Lo. So what's missing is extraneous from the machlokas, and Rava says that's not going to be a chesirim mechzer. So Amar Rava Mikatani im Amma Meilea. So the Gemara says Ela Amar Rava. So Rava, I guess there's going to be three attempts now to see what Rava actually says. So Ela Amar Rava. Rava says as follows: what's the payers of the Mishnah? Kigon Shai Sapar Ruslufanav. You have a cow that is tied up, and people see the cow that the cow thinks that it can't get up. So the Amar, and the guy says, the notice says Harini. Right, I'm going to be a nazir if it gets up. But he says it as follows, he says, Harei alai korban, meaning, very interesting, Harei alai korban, is upon me to bring the korbanos of a nazirus if this cow gets up. So, I know, but that's not what it says either. So Beis Shammai says it's a nazirus, and Beis Hillel says it is, meaning, I'm going to bring this cow, which is a korban. Problem is that we don't bring a cow as a korban for a nazir. So Tosas has to deal with that also. Because oftentimes when you bring a korban, it's an Eis Ratzon, you bring other cows. You bring other korbanos. Again, it's very difficult. But the Mishnah focuses and says, okay, that's fine. The Mishnah says that I'm going to harei alai to bring the korbanos like this. So how does it work in the second case? Harei alai delis. There's no korban of a door. It definitely doesn't work. It's not consistent across the Mishnah. He says, Bishma Parah, one second, Bishma Parah Bas Korban Hi, El Delis Bas Korban Hi. How can he say that if this cow gets up, I will be bringing this item as the Korban Nazir? Okay, so for the cow we can answer, but for a door we can't answer. You don't bring a door as a Korban Nazir.
Saying you're bringing this or something like
this? Something like this as the Korban. So something like this by the cow, okay, so they'll bring the sheep as the Korban.
If we had a man,
the monitoring
dog would have the door, would bring, would be,
you
bring that.
And that's not what they interpret. This to be the Korban.
Kikorban.
He doesn't say Kikorban, he says Korban.
Why can't it lying down or standing up?
That's the Tznai. If it gets up
on its own,
I will bring this something like this as a Korban. So that works for the cow case. It doesn't work for the door case. If this door opens, or gets open, a wind blows, or whatever. If this door opens, or maybe I'm able to open the door, like you said before, I'm going to bring something like this as a carbon as a nazir. Something like this, something like a door. I'm going to bring a screen door for a carbon. Doesn't make sense. So that's out.
Maybe
that's out. You can't. No matter how expensive the door is, you can't bring a door as a carbon.
The value of the.
But it doesn't say value. It says I'm going to bring this as a carbon. It doesn't say value. You keep focusing on the value. There is no word value here. So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says, attempt number two is Kigon Shehaisa Parah Ravutza Lefanav. The cow is tied up in front of us. He looks like the cow can't get up, and he's thinking about the cow can't get up by itself. And he says, Amar Hareini Nazir Miyayin. I am going to be a Nazir from wine, which is real Nazirus. Im Lo Amda. If it doesn't get up, but at the end. What? And then Amda Me'alea. So basically, what's going on here is the way that we sort of explain it is that this cow is so tied up, and I am going to be a Nazir if this cow doesn't get up on its own. Meaning, I'm going to have to be the one to get it up. But in the end, the cow gets up on its own. So, Beis Shammai Savri. Torfe the high gavra mishum ukma biyadehu v'halo ukma. So the cow got up. So is he a nazir? So Beis Shammai said the guy said I am a nazir if he didn't get up mishum ukma biyadehu because he wanted to prove how strong he was that he would be able to get this tied up cow up, right? Therefore he's makabel upon himself in the zirus if he's not mutzliach for him to stand up the cow lahamid osa basically. Right, Mishum Ukma, Vahal Lo Ukma. And he did it. He was not able to get it up, and therefore he should be a Nazir.
Exactly like Rava.
So therefore he should be a Nazir. This is what Rava is saying.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Ubeis Hilo Safre, no. Mishum Reveal Hu Hakamat. The whole point of the guy is saying is simply, this cow getting up. If this cow doesn't get up, Abiyah Nazir, but the cow got up. So the question is whether Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is whether he's focusing on what the guy would do, focusing on what the cow would do. Therefore he got up, and therefore he's not a Nazir.
Right.
According to Beis Shammai, he's saying, I'm only going to be a Nazir if I don't get the cow up. So the cow got up by itself, well, so you didn't get the cow up, you're a Nazir. Beis Hillel is saying, no, what he means to say is that I am only going to another Nazir, I'm only a Nazir if the cow does not get up. And the cow got up, so I'm not a Nazir. So the Gemara says, now I don't understand. There is no Besor here. We're out of that Machlokes here. That was in Rami Bar Chama. That was Rami Bar Chama's explanation. This is. No, that was Rami Bar Chama. Now we're in the second interpretation of Rava. Rava rejected Rami Bar Chama. Now we're trying to explain. No, that still is how is what is the cow thinking? You can still read it into all this. So again, he's interpreting that and saying that what the cow is thinking. The problem is, like you say, the part of the cow thinking in the end has absolutely nothing to do with anything. So why is it even mentioned? Okay.
It's like he's making a bet.
Sort of.
Exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. So now the Gemara asks on case number two of Rav, and I don't understand this question.
What's the problem with this? What's the
machlokas is correct.
How?
Right, he says it's nazir min yayin, but is the tnai, was the tnai fulfilled? So Beis Shammai says the tnai was fulfilled, and therefore he's a yayin, because he did not physically get the cow to stand up. Right, and Beis Hillel says he is not a nazir, because he said I'm a nazir only if the cow doesn't get up, and the cow got up.
Who
knows? Now they're going to ask on Rava. Ihachi, if the case is that the Mishnah is saying Hareini Nazir Miyayin, right? So Ema Seifa. What's the end of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Afkish Amru Beis Shammai, Rav Huda says there's nothing to do with Nazi here. What he's saying is, Lo Amru, they're not talking about an Azirus bin Chal, rather talking about an Isser Neder on the Parah. Lo Amru Ela Ba'omer Hare Hain, meaning this door or this cow, are alike a carbon. They'll be Usher to me as an Isser Neder the carbon. That's how it's Chal. And they'll be Usher, but even according to Beis Shammai, there is no Nazirus. But if it's like you're saying, the guy says, Hareini Nazir Min Ayayin, right? So then, even if so, para mi kamatpis be midi. I don't understand the question. He's saying that when he says the word para, the word cow is only a tnai. Meaning, the way we're interpreting the Mishnah is that the cow is the condition. If the cow gets up, I am a nazir from the yayin. So how are you interpreting Rabbi Yehuda to say that he's talking about, I'm taking a neder to asher the cow on me? That's not the case. The cow here is not the object of the neder. The cow here is the tnai.
Right.
So there's nothing to do. So Rabbi Yehuda makes no sense. So Ella, case number three about Rava. So fascinating taught Tosos. Just in like a Derech Halima Tosos. It's Ella Amar Rava. Ella, what did Rava actually say? Three interpretations of what Rava actually said. Each time we say El Amar Rava, that Rava actually said it. So Tosos, I'm outside right now, but Tosos says that if you look into Tosos, this long Tosos on the bottom, the last Tosos, so I gotta find a good spot. Everyone have the Hagosa Bach on the left side?
Yes.
So you have the Hagosa Bach on the left side.
And
it's
on the
like,
right side.
What?
On the right side.
Okay, so you don't have the same setup as me. Okay. Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So it's set up differently. The older printings have it on the right side. We have
the left side.
You have it on the left side. He has it on the right side. So if you go about 10 lines in, it says Yesh Mefarshim.
10 lines down?
10 lines into the Tosos, yeah. Uh-huh. Right, let's do it again. 1... Well, wide lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. At the end of the line, it says, Yesh Mefarshim. The Shema Kol HaTeirutzim SheTiretz HaShas B'Shem Rava. All these things that we put in the words of Rava. Lo Tiretz Me'olam. The less labor trade with class, right? The low teretz Rava. Rava didn't answer any of these. These aren't the words of Rava. Kim teretz ha'achron, except this last teretz that we're about to get, right? Aval teretzei kamai, the first two attempts, low Rava teretz. Rava never said that. Ela mishum dehiksha, Rami Barchama, puski b'shash b'shmo. Rather, since we had a question on Rami Barchama, since Rava questioned Rami Barchama, now we're trying to figure out what Rava says, meaning sometimes the Gemara says things in the name of somebody, but it's not, and then he quotes other cases.
Three times Ella?
It's not Rava saying. Meaning it's not the Lashon of the Amora, it's the sum of the Shas.
Yeah.
It's the sum of the Shas. They're putting words into, what's simple to you is a bit finished to others.
One second.
Putting the name.
You had an argument between two people, didn't even live at the same time.
Okay, so Tosos, correct.
And
that happens every day.
Every day.
But here you're saying, here is a guy, you're saying, Amar Rava, it's not Rava's actually saying it.
Yes, there's more, not only that. You had somebody who's arguing somebody else, and the person that he put down the proof to is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai brought a proof to somebody else who lived 200 years in Beis Shammai.
After. Yeah. Right. The Gemara is set up oftentimes as a conversation between multi-generational text. But it's really put together by editors. Or in the case of Nazir, not put together by editors. And therefore, you have the difficulty in Russia. So Ella, what's the case of the Mishnah? Ella, the case is follows. We're not talking about Harini Nazir Miryayin, if the cow stands up, because we had the problem how to interpret the Rabbi Yehuda. The case is, Kigon de Amar, the guy sees the cow tied up, and he says, Harini Nazir mi bisara im lo amda. I am a Nazir from its meat. Now we're back to from its meat. I am a Nazir from its meat if it does not stand, if I don't stand it up. This is what you're doing. I don't get it to stand up, and it stood up by itself. So Beis Shammai says that the guy is a Nazir. Why? Because he didn't stand it up. The cow stood up by itself. The whole point of his nadir was, if I can't get the cow to stand up, then I'm a Nazir. Well, you didn't do anything to get the cow to stand up. It stood up by itself. But Beis Shammai Sabri, Beis Shammai says, Torfe, the Gilui Das of this person, Dahu Gavra, Mishum Umke Bi Yidehu. He wants to prove how strong he is, that he has the ability to get the cow to stand up. Therefore, he's makal for himself an eder. V'halo ukma. In the end, he didn't do it. He didn't get the cow to stand up. It stood up on its own. So since he took upon this Nazirus to prove that he has such strength, and when he was proven that he doesn't have the strength, the Nazirus is chal. So he's a Nazirus chal. Beis Hillel Savrei, Beis Hillel says he's not a Nazir, because what it was, Beis Hillel is like what you're saying. The whole thing was, I take a Nazir if the cow gets up. If the cow doesn't get up, I'm a Nazir. The cow got up. So I'm not a Nazir. Right, Beis Hillel Savrei, Torfei the Haigavra Mishun Revia. The kavanah of this guy was because this cow was tied up. So if this cow doesn't get up, I'll become a Nazir. Turns out the cow stood up. So therefore, I am not a Nazir. Right? But how come? And there we got up. And now what?
It's not going to be Bessara now. It's regular Nazir.
I'm a Nazir from its meat. That, because we have to say that to answer Rabbi Yehuda. Because he says, Harini Nazir mi Bessara. Now he's making the cow not just the Tnai, it's also part of the Hafla. A Nazir mi Bessara. The first case was Nazir mi Hayayin. Now he's saying Nazir mi Bessara. Now Rabbi Yehuda can come and say, no, Beis Shammai says that he's not a Nazir really. He's just saying that I'm taking a neder to be usher from its meat. But before, when the cow wasn't part of the Hafla, it was just only the Tnai, Rabbi Yehuda made absolutely no sense. But now Beis Hillel makes no sense. Because what happened here? We said, the case is, Nazir mi Bessara if it doesn't get up. And they said, got up, so he's not a Nazir. What happened if it didn't get up? So Beis Hillel would say it's a Nazir? Nazir mi Bessara, Beis Hillel would say, doesn't count. You make tough with Lashon Achron, it comes and we have to reach. Same thing as Nazir mi Netzvela. Beis Hillel says, that's not a good Nazirus. The Gemara asks, Beis Hillel Savri, Ilo Kamt, Have Nazir? Beis Hillel holds that if it doesn't get up, it will be a Nazir. La Amri, didn't Beis Hillel say, Mibsara lo have Nazir? If you take a Nazirus, Mibsar Haki, right, it's not considered a Nazir, because that's not a Nazirus, a Nazir from meat. So the Gemara says, Eina Hanami, according to Beis Hillel, this is not going to be a good Hafla at all, because he's saying Nazirus, Mibsara. But Beis Hillel was saying, Even according to you, Beis Shammai, who say that Nazar Mipsara would typically be a good Nazirus, just like Nazar Minatveva is a good Nazirus, you have to admit to me in this case it wouldn't be a good Nazirus. L'tamayu de Beis Shammai ka'amri, l'didon, according to us, afilu lo kamt lo havi Nazir. The guy takes a neder and says, if the cow gets up, if the cow does not get up, I am a Nazir. And the cow does not get up. But he still says he's not a Nazir. Because that doesn't count. Because he said, I'm really Nazir Mipsara. So it doesn't count. But Lidithu, according to you, Beis Shammai, the Amrisu have a Nazir, who say that if you say Mipsara, that is a good statement of Nazirus. Odulimios, at least you should agree to me in this case that this isn't a Nazirus because the Nedr is not, because the Nedr was Chal. Like you were saying, Yossi. The guy says a Nedr, if the cow doesn't get up, I'm a Nazir. The cow got up, so that's the point of his afla. He says Olimius de Torfe, which means his giloy das is the Adin Gavra of this guy is Mishum de Revia, is because that the cow is tied up and he's taking the neder that if the cow doesn't get up, I'll be a nazir. Baha kamt, and it got up. So therefore, even though the cow got up by itself, nevertheless the tnai wasn't mekayim because the tnai was the cow doesn't get up and the cow got up. And Beis Shammai says, no, so Beis Shammai says, no, I'm not going to admit to you in this case, because that's not his intent. Beis Shammai, lav torpe dahai gavra, the intent of the guy was not simply that the cow get up. The intent was the guy was that I will get the cow to get up. And since I did not get the cow to get up, the tnai was chal, and he should be a nazir, even if he says nazir yimsara. Beis Shammai, lav torpe dahai gavra, mishum umke biyadehu. He wants to show how strong he is, that he can break the chains and get the cow up. The hollow ukma, and in the end, he didn't. He didn't show how strong he was. He did not get the cow to stand up. The cow got up on its own, and therefore, since he wanted the nazir to show how strong he was, and it turned out that he wasn't so strong, he wasn't able to do it. The tnai was chal. The purpose of the nazirus was supposed to be chal. If I don't get this cow to stand up, and you didn't get the cow to stand up, therefore you're a nazir.
Annoying, but just in terms of the
time limit,
let's say our Nazir doesn't get up. How long do you wait? 2 years or do you wait 5 minutes?
You wait as long as it is, I think. It seems to be open ended. As long as it's open ended. Eventually it's going to die. Eventually it's going to eat something. So, or eventually he's going to get the cow to get to stand up. He's going to go, according to Beis Shammai, he's going to go ahead and try to get the cow to stand up. He's not successful, the cow got up by itself. Okay, that's today's daf. Like I said, it's conceptually it wasn't difficult, but the Lashon is very, very, very cryptic. Okay, we'll stop here in the Mishnah Yud Aleph. Everybody have an excellent day.